want to see wherever me. Hey, we got a good thing. What's up, guys? It's Ken from the Ken and Charlie Show. If you haven't done so already, go to jakeslandscapemaintenance.com for all your maintenance needs. Anywhere in the Washington County area, Jake will go and he'll take care of you. He's a good friend of mine and he can be a good friend of yours. So check him out, jakeslandscapemaintenance.com. Another thing you can do is go download a podcast app for your phone. If you have an iPhone, it should already come with one. If you have an Android phone, it should already come with one too. But there are the app marketplaces that you can go to for both operating systems, and you should be able to find a podcast app and try out some podcasts. Find what's something that's popular. If you like funny stuff, go to a comedy podcast. If you like history, find a history podcast. But get that app, then go to kencharlieshow.podomatic.com and click the subscribe button, and it should open it up in your app and let you get any of the new episodes that come out for the show when they come out. This is another Tuesday episode. Normally we've been doing them on Mondays, but I've been slacking a lot and getting them out later in the week. So I apologize for that. But episode 19 is the one you're about to listen to. And I think we're going to go to episode 20 and call it the end of the season for our first season of the Ken Charlie Show. It's about to be summertime and I have stuff I want to do on my days off. I want to go camping and I want to go many different places, exotic places, places you can only imagine. Not really anything that special, but, I just don't know if I'm going to have enough time to make a podcast come out every Monday. But I will say this. I thank you for listening. I thank everyone for listening. I've totally enjoyed this experience, and I can't wait to do it again and do it better. You know, season two is what I'm talking about. I don't know exactly when that'll be, but when it happens, it will happen. And who knows, maybe we'll just keep doing podcasts and releasing them. Maybe we'll do them, save them all up, and then release them all at once. Who knows? But either way, I appreciate the support, and I appreciate all the positive feedback, and I really thank you for listening. And I don't have too much to say about that. So this is the episode number 19, the, I don't know what you call it, the episode before the season finale, I'm not sure, but we have our good friend Michael Carl on. He's a good buddy of mine. He was the first guy that I met when I moved to Oregon from Texas back in 2001. He was the first person I met, and so we go way back, and we've been hanging out recently since I moved back up to the Portland area. And so we decided to have him on. You know, I thought he was a great addition to the show. We kind of just messed around, just, you know, we'd been hanging out for a couple days. There wasn't too much that we hadn't already talked about, but we have a good time. We try to make each other laugh, and I hope you laugh along with us and enjoy hanging out with us on this podcast. So without further ado, enjoy this episode, and I will talk to you soon. Bye. All right, Mike, we'll probably just go, can you see the time up here?
Yeah.
We'll go till about 30 minutes and then we'll start wrapping it up.
Is it time limit?
Yeah.
That's what.
By the time we cut out all the racial slurs that you're going to say.
I know,
we're going to have a solid 4 minutes.
That's what I figured.
Can you see?
Stop, Charlie, dude. Will you turn your phone off, please?
Michael, give it to me, dude. Don't be dumb.
Charlie, your phone's going off.
Hold on, how do you unplug this?
Just pull it out of it. Yeah, just pull it out. Toss it to me, dude.
Like the stinger of a bee.
I don't even know what's going on. It's my sister.
God damn it. They're having the baby, I bet.
Really?
Probably.
Answer it.
Well, she didn't want to call her back. Well, why would she call me, though?
Hello?
Hey, you're on the show, so don't say anything weird.
You have what?
Are you having the baby now or what?
No.
Oh, what are you calling about?
Well, it's going to be ready at my house for dinner tonight.
Oh, actually, I'm going to be out there, but I won't come to dinner.
Why?
Because I was going to go camping.
I'll go to dinner. Have you ever had dinner over there?
I would love to go to dinner.
It's so
right. Well, yeah, maybe we stop by.
Is it going to be lamb?
You didn't call me last night after you said you were going to call me back.
Oh, I know. I'm sorry. Hey, we're on the show, so I'm going to... Hey, I got to call you back, Angela, because we're recording.
No, just
right
keep
now.
Talking, dude. We have a half hour to kill.
Come on. That's why I answered it, or that's why I called you back. You want me to call you back?
Yeah, later. Just call you later. We'll be like hanging out tonight. Come over.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. You promised us a live birth on the air.
And I will deliver.
Oh, man.
Until then, we're going to have to settle for second best.
Settle for poopy pants.
Oh, my God. What is this? What kind of bug is that?
What is it?
Oh, it's my penis. No, there was a bug on my pants.
Yeah,
no,
right, Dad.
Don't do that to me.
All right.
You say right. Yeah, right, Dad.
Yeah, right, Dad.
Yeah, right, Dad.
Just staring off, mad at the horizon. He doesn't smile. He grimaces.
That shit was too funny, man.
Yeah, it's good.
I love that. He thoroughly impressed me.
Mm-hmm. Will you talk about what we did last night, Charlie?
Went and saw Brian Callen at Helium. 7:30 show.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd you go with?
That one of Ken's gay friends. I forget. Oh, yeah, you. I forgot.
Nice.
That's right. That was good, though. You enjoy yourself?
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. What do you have a specific joke you loved?
Not really.
Yeah, me too.
And I thought the Hornet stuff was funny. I'm trying to think of all the stuff that I've been quoting, and it's been all like his shit was very, his set was a heavy, like manly type material set that he based around his father and his son, and which I mean I think that's what you do as an older comedian. You talk about your family, and especially when he's got like an epic dad. I mean, I've listened to Brian Callen's podcast, and I think his best guest has been his dad.
Oh, his dad's been on it?
Yeah, dad's been on three or four episodes.
Oh my God.
And it's because they did one with him and people loved it so much that he had to keep coming back.
I'm fucking gonna listen to that for sure. Yeah. Dang, dude, I don't even know. That's crazy. Can you plug this back in for me, buddy?
He talks about not knowing what his dad did for a profession, and if you asked him, he would just say he was a banker.
Yeah. Did he
what bank? Some bank over there.
did he like talk about like what he actually did, or no? He's keep that secret still.
I don't think they brought it up. I don't think he's allowed to. He must have done something. He must have worked for like the CIA or something.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's so funny. All that shit about the mountain lion.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
I loved it.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I feel like that's the first comedy show that we've been to where we were quoting it the entire rest of the night.
Even during the set.
Yeah, exactly.
We feasted too. That was good.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep. Yeah, we did. It was like we all got meals and then we shared them all together,
like a family,
of boys, mm-hmm. like a boy family.
Dude, we were just like the Lost Boys, last night.
Pretty much, yeah.
We were fighting vampires and shit. Yeah, it was like exactly like the Lost Boys. It was so crazy.
Yeah, what's the Lost Boys? What is that?
It's a movie like exactly happened last night, but it's a movie.
Oh, okay, so. I thought it had to do with like Peter Pan. Does it?
That's what I was starting with, but then I decided it's more. We were more like the Lost Boys, the vampire movie.
But does it actually have to do with Peter Pan?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Because those are the Lost Boys too.
I didn't know if it was like that, or if it was like Stand By Me, where it was like, or
because they're actually
like,
lost,
like Lord of the Flies type thing.
Yeah, where they kill a piggy.
Yeah. Do they actually kill the? Do they actually kill Piggy?
Yeah, they throw a fucking boulder on him, dude.
He was. He had the fucking conch.
Yeah,
which means he had the power.
Do you remember reading that in high school?
I don't think I read it.
I feel like that's when we were supposed to have read it.
Yeah,
I've known Michael since middle school.
He has.
We went to Brown, and then we went to Hillsborough High School. So we've read all the same books.
Exactly.
Oh shit! I remember watching the movie.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I do. I do. Is that your painting hat? Silly fuck! Look at you.
Yeah, I just went to the store and I told the lady to pretty much put an outfit together for me.
It looks good.
Nice.
Thanks, man.
I like your pocket.
Oh, thanks.
The shirt pocket's cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Appreciate it, guys.
My uncle got me this. It's an Air Jordan shirt, but it's got like Rasta colors on it.
Oh, cool.
So it's like I'm grown, but I'm still
keeping
ready to party.
Real.
Yeah, I'm still trying to party.
That makes sense.
Yes. Yeah.
That's awesome.
What about your shirt?
I'm wearing an undershirt, but I'm wearing it over.
It's a mid V-neck, I would call it.
And I have it tucked in.
Yeah. Well, we were expecting you to come with some khaki shorts today, but you weren't.
Yeah.
We were the black shirt crew last night.
I wish I had khaki shorts, man.
Dang.
Actually, I was wearing khakis last night.
You want these?
Yeah.
All right. Take them.
All right.
Take them. They're yours. Stop it. No. Michael, stop. No one is going to believe you.
It hurts, but it feels good.
What's your sister doing for dinner, man?
Last time we went there, there was lamb. Mm-hmm. Was it chicken?
Mm-hmm.
Lamb, chicken. Those like potato things. They were really good.
It's carne beet. It's like potatoes, cauliflower, and carrots.
Oh.
And like baked in olive oil and salt, and then you just dip it in tahini sauce. Fuck, that's so good. Let's go now, dude.
A feast.
I don't think they're gonna be making that. Probably like hot dogs or something stupid.
I mean,
God, she's always trying to bait me into come hang out with those guys. God, I'm just kidding. I love them.
I'm a hot dog advocate. That was like all I ate growing up was hot dogs.
This is true. With just ketchup.
Believe it or not, this buddy right here.
Yeah.
Just all hot dogs. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You got a hot dog buddy. I got a potato salad body. Michael, if your body was a picnic food, what would it be?
I have no idea.
You're like a coleslaw body or something?
Probably.
Coleslaw.
Something like that.
Mm.
Barbecue chicken leg.
Ooh.
There you go.
That's hot.
Thanks,
pretty
man.
Cool.
Tan.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Sweet. Strong.
Strong. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So now if you were a pizza toppy.
Oh, God.
Canadian bacon.
Mm. Yeah. That's pretty good.
You'd be a ham. A holiday ham. Charles left for California.
Yeah.
Did you talk to him today?
No.
Because we were hanging out with him last night, and we're like, what are you doing after this? And he's like, going to California.
Like, yeah, and then Charlie asked
10 o'clock.
If he could come, and Charles said no.
Yeah.
Well, I've been asking him for weeks, and he's like, because I had a job lined up for us, too. It was in Fresno, and I could have gone, and like we could have been making money down there. And he's like, I'm going to concentrate on this shit here. So I'm like, fuck it. But they're going down there to film a documentary. And guess who's producing it?
Spike Jonze?
No, Kevin Costner. That's pretty sick, huh?
Yeah.
Documentary about Billy the Kid or...
Well, who's they?
Charles and his dad.
They're going down to make a documentary
mm-hmm.
with Kevin Costner.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
He said he'd be back in a couple of weeks. We'll have to catch up with him and figure out...
Oh, why don't we do that?
What he's been up to.
We go.
Let's do it right now.
You want me to call him?
No.
Oh, yeah, it's over there.
He's on the open road right now.
On the road again. Can't wait to be on the road again. You like to sing like this and go further away. Wait. Hello. You're going to make me echo? I'm just not going to talk.
Talk. Mm. That's pretty cool.
Got me.
Got you good, you fucker. So anyway, yeah. Do you remember where we went for breakfast?
Yeah.
That place was not even that good.
Sandborns.
That's what it was?
Sandborns. Yeah,
couldn't remember.
It was okay.
That's the one thing I hate about Southeast Portland, man. It's like, that was supposed to be the top third restaurant for breakfast in Portland.
Well, it was just like I Googled best port, or it was in Southeast Portland, too.
I know.
So I said best breakfast in Southeast Portland, and it was like, but it was right next to it.
It's completely mediocre. What about you?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good, but... It's completely average.
Yeah, like I feel like if they would have brought out Sherry's food, but in that restaurant.
No, I think that food was better than Sherry's.
I don't think so, man.
What I had was better.
Eat Sherry's ever again just because the last time I had it was so fucking bogus.
How could it be bogus? It's the same every time.
It looked like my meal.
It hasn't changed in years.
It's nothing. It just gets smaller and smaller.
Because it comes in a plastic tray and they microwave it for 4 minutes and then drop it on a plate.
I doubt it, but you still know what it tastes like.
But the bacon was really good at Sandborn's. So if you got good bacon,
I thought it tasted
not,
like something you'd make at home.
Dude, mine was
like just a perfectly fried egg with no salt and pepper, hash browns, no salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just like something you'd make at home.
But,
so it's probably like clean
paying,
and healthy, but
you're paying to have it in a place that looks nice, is comfortable, where you're comfortable while you're eating. They kept our coffee full.
Yeah,
the staff was nice.
It was under $10 bucks. And man, the fucking Huevos Rancheros was actually really good. It was good.
Yeah, it looked good.
Smothered that shit in sour cream and guacamole.
Ooh,
nice.
Had a good time eating it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Remember I ate it like halfway through?
You were having a good time.
I was having a good time. Mm-hmm. I was like halfway through before I noticed that guacamole, though. Oh, I don't want to drink this anymore. I can't do it. Is it okay?
Yeah.
Or do I have to finish it?
No.
Tell me.
Did you see what I did with mine?
Yeah?
I took a sip and I poured it in the
you
sink.
Spit it in my face.
Spit in my mouth.
Ooh. Interesting.
Yeah. Should we draw a picture?
No.
Yeah, there's paper there.
We should look up
the part of the show where we all draw pictures. All
right. Do you have an extra pen?
Here's a pen for you. All
right. Here, Mike. Here, give me one.
All right.
And so we put...
Oh, God damn it. You guys are pricks, dude.
It's a part of the show where we draw pictures.
Funny. So funny.
Classic.
Did he get you?
Yeah.
He didn't freak out, though. Yeah. Dude, I hate that
it's
thing.
Cool. He's cool. Have you had a shock pen before? It seemed like something that you would have had.
Oh, he loves it. Remember that gum? Uh-huh. Shot gum? I had some shot gum.
Did you? This doesn't work, does it?
No.
It's not. Yeah,
man, the whole time I was thinking about the picture I was going to draw, too, I was like, oh, man, this would be so good.
Wait.
I know what to draw.
You have to push the button to get the thing.
I already pushed it, dude.
Try it again.
No, I just thought about it.
Let's try it here.
I don't want it.
What are you going to draw?
Wait a second.
Go ahead.
Oh
no, it didn't get me.
Gotcha.
Oh, there's actually nothing in this, huh? Your battery's going there?
No, I think the battery is dead because it didn't shock me.
Yeah, it did. It totally did.
I actually took the battery out.
I don't think it's in there.
That's so funny.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, guys. Bunch of dudes in here.
Yeah.
I googled Yahoo Topics. Is that allowed?
I don't know.
I would just put Yahoo News or something.
Trending now.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Could be it.
Trending now. This guy's parents won't stop sending him lip sync videos. Parents have now discovered the joys of lip syncing. The app Dub Smash. Do you guys know about Dub Smash?
Yeah, it's dumb as fuck.
What is it?
Really? I don't even know like
why. It's dumb.
It's usually cute girls that do it, though.
Yeah, no, but you can just do it yourself.
What is it?
That's the part that bummed me out, was like that I could make it. So it's an app. Okay. That you can play a song and you film yourself and it'll put your voice over the song, I guess.
It doesn't put your voice. It just plays a song so you can lip sync to it.
It's oh.
Dumb.
And then it makes a video out of it. Like,
yeah, you can just do it yourself. You can just play a song and then film yourself going, do, you know?
Yeah.
It's not, I don't get it.
I mean, I've always been able to do that.
I think it sounds like a pretty cool app, to be honest.
But now.
It's just, whatever.
I don't know. It sounds innovative.
It's not. Been able to do that for years.
it takes a skill that I have and it makes it worth less than it was initially. Prankster plays life-size Tetris and mayhem ensues. Veteran prankster, who's that guy? Remy, is he the guy that wore, like, there was a guy that put on yoga pants and he would go around and he would be like, he would get something out of his trunk and he'd film guys like walking by checking out his ass.
Oh my
and like
God.
While they were looking at his ass, he'd stand up and be like, are you looking at my ass, bro? He'd be like, you were looking at my ass. He's like, you want to touch it?
That's awesome.
That is a pretty funny one. Remy, let's see. They dress as different. He and his friends dress as different Tetris shaped bricks and work together to create a complete line. So they were blocking entrances to elevator exits. I feel like that could be illegal.
Yeah, most likely.
Blocking exits. Stopping traffic. None of these are like news.
This is what news is now.
Well, this is trending.
Yeah, but this is what news is. It's nothing.
Apple Watch and a blender. I guess who's going to win? Is that, if it's a Vitamix, blender's going to win. Oh, it's a Blendtec. Blendtec's definitely going to win.
Who knows?
Hey, have you seen hydro dipping? I want to do it. Go to YouTube.
You're on it, dude.
I actually think we could start our own shop, man.
Our own hydro dipping shop?
Yeah. Watch. Hydro dip. Let me see. Do the helmet. The helmet's pretty cool.
Oh, is it the thing where it looks like... It looks like just a puddle of shit, and then when you dip it in there, it comes out like camouflage.
Yep.
That's crazy, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's sick.
Do that flame one.
This is...
there you go.
76,000 views.
Look, so all that tank, the whole tank with the cross members and all that stuff to hold it,
mm-hmm.
we could build that and fill it up with water, the flush system, everything. But all we'd have to do is order the material and then the activator spray. I mean, you could do, like, anything in it. But once it goes on, like, something like that, like a helmet or any hard surface, it's pretty much, like, a solid coat.
So what do you do? You'd have to paint over it? Or I think so. Like sandblast it?
Yeah.
Wait, so is it the top layer and that's what gets on it?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
And so he just sprays.
You have to spray an activator on it. Is imagine it like a Listerine strip hitting your tongue.
Okay.
But you put the film on the water, mm-hmm. you close the gates to the size of the film, and then you spray the activator on it.
Okay.
And then dip.
And just leave?
Yeah.
Just walk away from it and just dip out?
No. You
I wonder what's the weirdest thing you could hydro dip.
I seen them do a deer skull.
Boom.
Found it.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, so you just get that tank. And then, mm-hmm. oh, that's right. Cool. They laid it like a tree pattern.
See, watch. As soon as it hits it, it starts wrapping around. Like, you ever stick your hand on top of a pool cover and push down?
Mm-hmm.
I've been stuck.
How it wraps you up.
Yeah, same scary. Thing.
But, I mean, there's only, like, 2 people in Portland that do this so far. I mean, you can do rims, motorcycle parts, like, you can do a whole motorcycle.
Why would you want to do a deer skull with camo? I don't get it. It's just not for me or what?
Yeah.
I think it's actually pretty cool.
It's really cool.
I think it takes like a old, I don't know, it's like modern history or some shit. I don't know.
Mm. Right on, dude. I mean, that is cool. Wait,
remember that time I got laughed at Ken's friend's party? Because we were playing that.
Oh, game. Yeah. What was that? What did you say?
We were playing catchphrase, yeah. And we were trying to describe the word and.
Yeah. It's not, but it's also, and it's in the middle. And like, you kept saying and while together. You're trying to describe it.
No, I didn't. I may have, dude.
Maybe. I don't know. That's so funny.
Comedian or woman. Turns out she's a comedian. I feel like that just discredits her.
It does.
She uncovers a 2-way mirror in a bathroom.
Is there a video of it?
Looks like there's cell phone video.
Like from before she found out?
I don't know. Full length mirror opposite of the toilet. Discovered it was a 2-way mirror.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people have watched me take a, you know, a bathroom breaks.
Deuce.
There's at least 2 people in this room that have.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's true.
Oh.
She's a liar.
Yeah.
She looks like a liar.
Yeah
she does. Why are the people that, you know,
How did she discover it was 2-way, though?
There's a thing you can do. Oh. Just, like, look at it real close.
She just breaks through it?
I don't get it.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah, I mean, I see it, but it's like, what is that? It's like an extra room. I would never pee in there. But she got 1.5 million views. That's pretty good. Cool.
I mean, that's because people looking for hidden toilet videos. Oh, here's one. Oh, shit. Yeah, this is not news. What's happening in Sri Lanka? They don't talk about that, do they?
Is there something happening in Sri Lanka?
No.
Always something happening in Sri Lanka.
I don't know. I feel like news is a bad route.
Yeah.
A bad route to go down.
Thanks, Michael. And this will be the last episode of the Ken and Charlie Show.
I'm retiring.
Yeah. We're gonna have
all the money I've made from this podcast.
I think we're gonna start a new show called the Michael News Hour. If you're interested, we need a host. So looks like there's this YouTube video where this guy. Oh, dude, hey, have you seen that video of the kid throwing the scissors into his arm?
No,
just show
we
that.
We talked about it on the last show.
Yeah, I know, but I want you to see.
We didn't watch the video.
Yeah, have you seen this, Mike?
No.
I turn the volume up because his
No way.
Huh? No, his reaction is the best.
Nah. What happens when a kid throws scissors?
Yeah.
All right, here it goes. No volume, though.
Oh, my God.
Oh, fuck.
Oh. I cannot believe that this just fucking...
He's gonna kill him.
I have to go to the fucking hospital, Wallace. I have to go to the fucking hospital now.
Holy shit.
There are fucking scissors sticking out of my fucking arm.
Google scissor arm, it'll come up.
I love his reaction, dude. That's so funny.
Those were deep. That was like an inch deep.
Yeah, part of me thinks it's fake.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's just because I'm jaded now. But I think, like, I love that.
Mike, have you ever stabbed anybody with anything?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I know, it's a damn lie.
Because we talked about it on the talked about the scissor video on the last show in conjunction with a story.
Wait,
about
scissors.
I'm talking about you and Jake specifically.
With a samurai sword.
Hey, it was me or him, dude.
stabbed him.
Shit got hot for a second, man.
You just lost your head there. That's all.
No.
You know, got a little upset with him. Stabbed him with a sword. I mean,
it's pretty cool.
They're you know, done that once. You've done it a million times.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it goes, dude. Damn, dude.
I think it's fake. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, now that you said it, it looks hella fake.
Yeah.
I have to go to the hospital now, Wallace.
Who names their kid Wallace? Huh?
Hey, watch that video of the kid shocking himself with the taser.
Okay, yeah. What do I do? It.
I think it's real.
Kid taser. We were talking about it last night.
Yeah, taser stuff.
I thought it was.
Oh shit!
Real.
Is it that
this
first
guy?
One?
Yeah.
Yes. Is that a kid?
No.
How do you accidentally taser yourself? I can't hear anything.
Chill the fuck out. Clean your ears, dude.
My cousin over here is doing some other shit. And
yeah, what's going on back
I'm
there?
I'm turning up because I got a taser. That nigga front. Come through like all up in your ass. Because I'm all up in your ass. Like, all up in your ass, nigga. Fuck you talking about? Niggas be trying to tell me, nigga, you don't even know what I do, nigga. Niggas be trying to front on me, nigga. I don't even got to pull a gun on you, nigga. I can just... Have your ass shitting yourself. Shitting yourself. Oh, I'm shocked this can. Look.
It's a pink taser.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he's going
to
hold
shit,
the can.
No, I'm shocked this.
Oh, dumbass. He's a fucking idiot, dude.
His legs went straight. Oh, God.
That's fake too, huh? I feel like everything's fake now.
Okay, so have you guys ever played with a little handheld taser before?
Yeah.
And have you ever tased somebody with it?
I've been tased a few times.
Yeah, does that happen? Do you?
That I think was more powerful than the one we were playing
your
with.
Pants?
Those I've been tased
those
by
are,
a little one.
Yeah.
It just kind of hurt.
It's like that pen.
But I do believe there's ones that are powerful.
Yeah, that one seemed like a
knock you down.
I think that goes just right into your nervous system and just. That guy
I like that his legs, you can see his legs were just straight. That's all you can see.
I'm going to hold this bracelet and shock it. Fucking J.O.
What a dummy. You guys ever watch these fail compilations?
Yeah, you're usually pretty funny.
Yeah, they're funny, but then you end up watching all like 30 of them. And they're like 10 minutes long each. And then before you know it, it's nighttime.
Oh, you should just watch the good ones. There's one kid is on... what do you call it?
PCP?
Right. And no, he's playing Dance Dance Revolution. And he's like, can you put Fat Kid Plays Dance Dance Revolution, please?
Yeah.
That's just stupid. You remember this one? Mm. Where he's like dancing. He's like, oh, fuck this. And he's trying to be cool. And he just trips and falls off.
Oh, yeah. That shit's funny, dude.
I feel like everything's fake now. I hope this doesn't turn out to be fake.
Nah, I think that's real, man.
Fat kid dies. That's awesome. That no, this up. One's great. Honestly. This.
No, I don't want to see a fat
it.
Kid
no,
dying.
They're not going to have somebody dying on YouTube. Trust me, it's so funny.
You haven't seen it.
Huh?
Help me, I'm dying.
That's so funny, dude.
Is it the kid on the bike?
That's yes. What it is.
Oh, I'm dying.
That's exactly what it is.
Here we go.
It's pretty funny. It's this one right here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Looks like he's doing the river dance.
How's he not in shape?
He's hella good.
Yeah, he is.
Oh my goodness. What are you doing, Ken?
Don't worry about me.
Okay.
Breaking Bad.
You just pouring some water and some apple juice?
I had to do that. Anyway. What YouTube videos do you guys want to watch now?
Have you seen the goat terrorizing the fucking Mexicans?
Goat terrorizes Mexicans.
Yep.
Mexican goat? Goat rams
yep.
Mexican?
Yep. That's it. Oh, this shit's so funny, dude. Right there, that top one.
This one?
Yep.
Angry Billy Goat.
Oh, yeah.
You don't fuck with goats, man. Oh, shit.
Well, I could beat a goat up so no, you can't. Fuck no, that. No, you're not. I punch you in the face, no. Dude.
Watch this guy squares up with the goat.
Yeah, I'm fucking better fighter than him.
Watch this.
The goat's ready to die.
Oh, no.
Yeah, right? Oh, multiple angles.
Look at, here comes the hero.
There you go. He's got the kicks. You better limber up first.
I could dodge him. Oh, right in the dick.
Oh. Dude. He kicked the goat.
Sidekick, dude.
Goat didn't do shit.
I could beat up a goat.
That goat's in touch with nature. Oh, fuck.
Is there a helicopter?
That's a wasp inside, dude. Close the door. Is that a wasp or a hornet?
I don't know.
Oh,
it's
shit.
It's got feathers.
It's got feathers. Shit, dude. This is just the same goat, too, huh?
Yeah.
Why don't they just kill it, dude? Fuck that goat. Oh, Ken, you have one chance.
And then what, we gotta run?
Huh? Mm-hmm.
You're gonna hit it right onto me, dude.
Dude.
Ah!
Oh my god.
Fell by the TV.
Did you get it?
No.
So it fell?
Should have missed it.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. I'm out of here, dude. Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. Don't do it.
No, Michael. Please stop. Stop.
Did it work?
No, it didn't. But no. I hate being shocked. Please. I just dislike it so much. Michael, stop. Dude. It got me. Ow, dude. It got me again. Quit doing it. Why'd you give it to me?
That's it right there?
Yeah,
it's
got
the same one?
You grab it.
Really?
Grab it, dude.
Oh, I got myself.
It's just a big ant. You grab it, dude.
It's a king ant.